Thank you very much indeed. Can I just clarify how long I've got?
It's actually delayed last by 15 to 20
minutes. To about quarter past one, yeah? Yeah, okay, thank you very much. These have been two very stimulating papers with a variety of synergies, but also where two different views, the view of the historian and the view of the archaeologist, are very different. And I think in our coming discussion, and perhaps in the way that you respond to each other, and perhaps you'd like to both come up here and sit down in the front of it, we can address this. I think that the papers were divided into two different parts. The first was the theoretical framework. And in this, Adele's paper looked very much at the view of Catherine Bell on the meaning of ritual. And then after that came to the process of conversion. And I think we might leave that aside now, because I think that may well come into people's discussions in one of the sessions this afternoon. But on the one hand, we have perhaps the idea of isolating different types of ritual. But then the archaeological view that this is very difficult to isolate. It's very difficult to identify ritual as separate from daily life. And also Sarah's comment that it was about patterns and seeing deviations from the norm. And I think that this is quite an interesting difference of view of the two disciplines. And I think that perhaps early medievalists have been influenced by prehistorians in this, and are very suspicious, perhaps, of historical documentation. And I think this is quite interesting. And one of our discussions are aimed to bring them back together again. The other main thing that was one of the main things that was discussed was the problems of identifying pre-Christian rituals, also seeing through this the role of landscapes and sites in these rituals. Both Adele and Sarah identified the key use of water and the apparent adaptation or role of Christianity, I don't quite know which word to use here, in the use of wells, or in the use of the river at Yavering for the baptism of Edwin, for example. And on the other hand, we have the role of the ancestors, the role of heroic burial places, which Sarah discussed. This is also a feature in Ireland in the use of furta, for example, in the patrician period. The Tyrachon discusses the burial of daughters of, I can't remember who, thank you, in furta. And of course this is borne out by the archaeological evidence, which I'm sure we'll come to later. I think that we have to contrast the problems of identifying pre-Christian rituals with this, and this came up earlier today, with the certainties of Christian ritual, baptism and so forth, which are brought to us by literacy and brought to us by texts. And at various points, the bias of these Christian writers has come to the fore. The other thing that has come to the fore is the existence of these pagan and Christian rituals side by side. And this has been highlighted by both Adele and Sarah in the role of kingship and the Christianization of kingship. The, if you like, trying to, because kings may have been losing powers by their conversion, and how this is brought into a Christian dialogue, if you like. So I'm not going to say anything more here. I just want to